Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Well, if you lived in the Arctic, you'd already have noticed the effects of climate change. The Arctic sea ice is melting at a rapid and accelerating pace, and it's having a dramatic effect on the permafrost, the permanently frozen tundra. That according to a new study by the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Andrew Slater from the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado, worked on the study.
The climate system is quite interconnected, and one of the primary situations that you have happening here is something called the ice albedo feedback. And what happens is the sea ice melts, and the sea ice is quite reflective. It's white, it's bright, and then when it melts, what you have is you have the dark ocean exposed. The dark ocean is dark, and it absorbs a lot of solar radiation, and that heats up. Whereas the sea ice is nice and bright, and it won't heat up as much, and it's limited to, of course, the freezing point.
So you have the permafrost thawing, so what?
That creates a lot of problems for infrastructure up in the north. You've got roads that will become rather degraded. You've got buildings that can possibly collapse. States like Alaska are quite concerned about this because that can add a 10 to 20% increase in the cost of maintaining infrastructure. And then the other real surprise package that we haven't seen emerge yet but is definitely a potential is possibly the release of further greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide and methane from the carbon stored in the soils.
Where does the carbon stored in the soil come from?
Well, up in the north where it's nice and cold, each year you get some vegetation growing and then it dies. And then because it's so cold, that vegetation does not decompose fully. Now, when it does start to get warm, that vegetation that has been stored in the soil can start to decompose. And when it decomposes, it can release possibly CO2 or methane.
So how much methane or carbon dioxide is there in Arctic soil that's defrosting?
That is an uncertain number at the moment, but current estimates would say that there is about 950 gigatons. Now, I'm not sure what that number means to a lot of people, but if you took the 950 gigatons and converted it to carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, you would more than double the current concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. That, of course, is a somewhat worst-case scenario.
Ooh, and that's carbon dioxide. You also said there was methane, which is much more powerful as a greenhouse gas.
Yes, well, the carbon that is stored in the soil, it depends on how it decomposes. Generally, if it decomposes in a drier fashion, it can come out as carbon dioxide. Or if it decomposes under a wet situation and you get anaerobic decomposition, you can get methane coming out. And methane, as you said, is a far more powerful greenhouse gas, but that is shorter lived in the atmosphere.
So the sea ice is melting because of global warming. That's causing the thawing of the soil, the permafrost. That's releasing carbon dioxide and perhaps methane, and that's getting things warmer.
That is the worst case scenario. And yes, that is a set of positive feedbacks, as in all the feedbacks reinforce each other.
And accelerate.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yes.
So if I was to go, say, to the Arctic Circle and stand about 500 miles from the seashore and had a thermometer, would it be warmer there than it was, say, 20 years ago?
Yes, there is definitely a warming signal in the Arctic, and the Arctic has warmed more than any other region on Earth.
And what's the temperature then? How much has it increased over the last 20 years?
The rate of warming in the Arctic is at least double that of what has been seen across the rest of the world in terms of a global mean.
So, Dr. Slater, what effect does this melting have on the land, have to, you know, terrestrial species? What happens?
Areas that were formerly just tundra in the last 50 years have seen an encroachment of shrubs. And shrubs, that's a sign that, well, the soil there is thawing and it's more amenable to shrub growth and woody growth. And maybe following the shrubs, you might get movement of the tree line. An important point to throw in there is that, well, we are seeing shrubs encroaching, and shrubs and trees, of course, are a carbon sink. So what you could have is the carbon that's in the atmosphere being taken up and stored in this new vegetation. So formerly you had very small vegetation on the tundra, now you've got large vegetation in the form of trees and shrubs, and that can be a negative feedback. So it can suck up some of that carbon dioxide that has been put in the atmosphere.
So it may be literally planting the seeds of new hope in this warming.
That is indeed a potential. It's not just a doom and gloom runaway situation. There's a lot of other things that can happen.
Dr. Slater, thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you.
Okay, thanks very much, Bruce.
Andrew Slater is a research scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center and co-author of a new study on permafrost appearing in the latest edition of Geophysical Research Letters.